I just want to start off by saying I'm very thankful, very, very thankful, and I'm honored to be a part of this organization. I think, and I haven't been anywhere else in my career, but I think what we have in this building, in this locker room, is very special, very, very special. I'm definitely honored to be a part of that. This past Wednesday, July 29th, I had lost my daughter on delivery. And probably the saddest day of my life. But like I said, I think this team is very special. The type of support, they have given me has got me through. Got through it. So I'm just very thankful to. You know, like I said, just, you know, I'm thankful for these guys. I mean, it's really a family in here. It's really a family. And, you know, I'm looking forward, you know, my first day kind of getting back out there today. It felt real good, you know. It felt real good, you know, just to get out there, catch some passes, be able to run around a little bit, you know, kind of get back to your old self, you know, get back into things. And, you know, I'm looking forward to it, you know, moving on this camp and, you know, getting ready for season.
Andrew, I noticed you had a lot of family members today. That practice, was that helpful for them too with this process?
Definitely. I mean, the most important, you know, see my son. My son was able to come out there. You know, he was really looking forward to being a big brother.
How have your teammates helped you get through this?
It's been supportive, man. They've been real supportive, man. A lot of hugs, and you know, coaching staff, everybody, it's amazing.
It's been a rough month for you. Obviously, this words can't describe what you're going through from a loss standpoint, but a month earlier, maybe all this support could have been taken away. How difficult has all this juggling been in your head mentally with all these things going on?
I mean, it's been a lot. You know, I think as you grow older as a man, you know, you really understand life and really understand things. And like I said, I'm so appreciative of this team. You know, even from the incident early in the month, it's just been so much support. You know, more than I feel like sometimes I might deserve. You know, I don't. You know, just the amount of love. I mean, from everybody. It's really been good for me. You know, just. It's hard to really explain it, you know, how much that means to me. I'm just thankful, you know. I really helps you just really put things in perspective, and you know, my mindset in my head right now is, you know, you really can't take anything for granted. You know, life is serious, and my, you know, I'm a role model to a lot of kids. You know, I was able to have my first annual camp this year. You know, this. A lot of things, you know, that's just been able to help me mentally. But yeah, you know, you can't take things for granted. And, you know, I don't take this organization for granted. I don't take my position for granted. You know, and I'm just really, really thankful. I mean, that's the only word I could really use is thankful. I mean, for these group of guys, I promise you, it's something special in here. And I think it's going to help us, you know, chasing this Lombardi. Special group of guys.
Drew, Mike had mentioned that he talked to you after what happened on the 4th. What was that conversation like? What did he tell you?
You know, I mean, one of his biggest things was, you know, he's very upset. You know, I just apologized to him, you know, for bringing negativity, you know, to this place. You know, we're a great group of character guys. You know, so much character in this locker room. You know, I just apologize about just bringing negative, because that's not, you don't ever want to bring negative to something like this. You know, but he did tell me just to stay focused. You know, don't be too hard on yourself. You know, as a man, you know, you learn, you make mistakes and you grow from them. But, you know, his biggest thing was just to, you know, stay focused. And, you know, I kind of took that and just went into my training. And, just stay focused on my training hard, try to come back in the best shape I could. And, you know, that was my main goal.